the proposal sent to all, but he called for teachers not to be judged on students who had missed 7 weeks or more, and there are a lot of those students. The plan was kicked back by Albany, and the school board was told $9 million wouldn't be headed this way, half the school year and half the next, to help turn around seven persistently low-achieving schools. The school board's already budgeted and spent some of the money preparing to start turnaround plans for the schools and may have to lay off teachers and administrators to make up the money. BTF delegates voted almost unanimously to support the plan rejected by the State Education Department. Union President Phil Remor says there are some alternatives, including court action.
The board could file an appeal to the commissioner like they were going to do before, and a decision then would have to be made quickly. They have 90 days to make a decision, so they would then make a decision. We believe that it's possible that, depending on what the commissioner says in his if he does turn it down, that what he says, that it's possible to try to get injunctive relief, that it's going to do irreparable harm to the students if he cuts off the funding.
Teachers are angry, saying they shouldn't be blamed because students who don't show up don't do well. Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.